In the story of the Kingdom of Israel, or the Ten Tribes, we have seen how the great empire of Assyria arose from the city of Nineveh on the Tigris River. We have seen how it ruled all the lands and how it carried away the ten tribes of Israel into captivity, from which they never came back to their own land. We saw, too, how the empire of Assyria went down and the empire of Babylon, or Chaldea, arose in its place under King Nebuchadnezzar. As soon as Nebuchadnezzar died, the empire of Babylon began to fall. In its place arose the empire of Persia under Cyrus. He is called Cyrus the Great because of his many victories and because he ruled such a vast kingdom. His empire was much greater than either the Assyrians or the Chaldean empire because it ruled the land of Egypt as well as all the lands known as Asia Minor, and also many lands in the Far East. Cyrus, the great king, was a friend to the Jews. At this time, the Jews were still living in the land of Chaldea between the Tigris and the Euphrates River. It had been 70 years since the first company of captives were taken away from the land of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar. It had been 50 years since the city of Jerusalem had been burned. By now, the Jews were no longer looked on as captives in the land of Chaldea. They had their own houses, tilled their own farms, and lived in peace. In fact, many of them were rich, and some, like Daniel and his three friends, served in the king's court. You remember that in the early days of the captivity, Jeremiah the prophet wrote a letter to those who had been carried away to Babylon, telling them that after 70 years they would come back to their own land. These 70 years had now ended. The older men and women, those who had been taken away, had died in the land of Chaldea. However, their children and their children's children still loved the land of Judah and thought of it as their own land, although it was far away. The Lord put it into the heart of Cyrus, the king of Persia, very early in his reign, to send out word among the Jews that they could now go back to their own land. This was the word as it was written and sent out. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has commanded me to build him a house in Jerusalem in the land of Judah. Therefore, let those of the people of God who are among you go up to Jerusalem and help to build the house of the Lord. And those who do not go to Jerusalem, but stay in the places where they are living, let them give to those who go back to their own lands gifts of gold and silver and beasts to carry them, and goods, and also a free gift toward the building of the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. This made the Jewish people in the land of Chaldea very glad because they loved their own land.